This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Some of the things that our own California Governor Gavin Newsom is doing is proposing this thing called a cradle-to-career system, which sounds a little strange. We will tell you about that. This, you know, help people get into the right path or do things like this and make sure that that their different scores, I think, somehow with kinds of ideas. So we will tell you about this career, cradle-to-career system that in some way mirrors some of the things that we see happening in other countries like, oh, I don't know, maybe China, for example. So we'll tell you about that on the program today. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you here, racing into the second hour, hour number two of the program, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to the website of KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message. Or if you'd like to find me on Facebook or X, for example, so social media links are there as well. Good morning to everybody listening on our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer, Tampa, Florida. Welcome to everybody on the GCN network. GCN, of course, distributes the program, the great AM and FM affiliates. So welcome one and all. And we're chock full here on the program this morning. And one of the things I'm going to tell you about, I mentioned Gavin Newsom, but of course one of the things that Gavin Newsom was doing was to make sure that the streets of San Francisco are being cleaned up. And why do they have to clean up the streets of San Francisco? Well, that's because they're having the APEC summit there this week. President Xi Jinping of China, of course, there. Also, of course, President will be there as well. So Gavin Newsom, of course, decided that he needs to clean up these streets. And we heard this on the program yesterday, but it bears repeating because it's going to bear on what we'll talk about here in just a moment. And here we go. This is Gavin Newsom telling us it's true. Because why? Well, because it's true. Let's listen. Oh, we got something playing there that probably shouldn't be playing right there. We'll get that squared away here, and then we'll head on back over, and we'll hear what Gavin Newsom has to say. Let's check out what Gavin Newsom had to say.
They're just cleaning up this place because all those fans are coming into town. That's true, because it's true. But it's also true, for months and months prior to APEC, we've been having different conversations.
Having different conversations, I'm sure. Why have they been having different conversations? I think they've been having different conversations because Gavin Newsom is just and to run for president. Absolutely, 100%, I think, envisioning himself in those first few moments of walking into the Oval Office and sitting behind the Resolute desk, right? That's he's got to be daydreaming about that, right? No doubt about it. But generally speaking, though, we've got, of course, the reason why Xi is coming here. Well, and Biden, by the way, he has his reason. Biden says his reason for going to meet with President Xi is to make things normal again with China, to make relations normal again. Well, that's Biden's stated goal. But here, this from the Washington Times, Chinese President Xi Jinping meets President Biden this week on the sidelines of an international economic summit in San Francisco, seeking concessions from the United States on ideology, trade and exports, according to a review of Chinese state media ahead of the meeting. A common theme of Chinese official accounts in the days leading up to the first meeting of the two presidents in a year is that bilateral relations with the U.S. should be based on three principles, starting with mutual respect. That reflects China's demand that the U.S. not try to subvert Beijing's communist system, according to the official Xinhua news. Mr. Biden and Mr. Xi are scheduled to meet Wednesday during the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, which is APEC. Mr. Xi also plans to deliver a speech in San Francisco on his proposals for deeper Asia-Pacific cooperation and regional global growth. And so the U.S. can't undermine anything to do with the communist system. And so this is one of the reasons Xi is coming here, right? I guess to maybe help to lay down the law and to make it clear. But if Biden wants to make everything normal again, Lord only knows what that means. But obviously, one of the things that the Biden administration is emphasizing is that they don't want to decouple from China. But at the same time, we have to make sure that we have a way of backing up what in many things that we get from China, by the way, or find alternate sources of that. Because if you have an issue, and by an issue, I mean China, you know, invading Taiwan next Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the morning or something like that, you know, we have the real potentiality here to have some real problems in terms of pharmaceuticals that we get from China and other parts that we get from China or other products and things. So we have to be able to begin to realize that we have to find some alternate sources for that in that eventuality, or at the very least, we have to make sure that that we're trying to tamp down the real possibility that China would actually go over and invade Taiwan. Now, whether that happens next Tuesday at 10 o'clock, I think, is probably far-fetched, obviously, at this point. But it's not something that the Chinese government is going to actually, you know, let go of, I think, in the near term. This is their goal. But here's Gordon Chang, folks. Gordon Chang actually had something to say about this in terms of Xi coming to the APEC summit. And he says, we shouldn't be cleaning up the streets for Xi, right? We should be, you know, confronting him about fentanyl, genocide, other crimes against humanity. He said we should be arresting him, not cleaning up the streets. Well, that's some pretty strong opinion and language from Gordon Chang. But it does point out what the Chinese Communist government is typically up to. And it's not good, folks. Stay right there. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. And as well, you can go over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message this morning. All right. So, you know, oh, by the way, with Gavin Newsom, he, of course, came down to where the they had this terrible fire at the near the East L.A. interchange near Alameda, I believe, in Los Angeles just a couple of days ago. And it started up underneath. I think now it has been set. There was a storage area beneath the overpass there, a lot of pallets of stuff and vehicles and other material. It all caught fire, and they, of course, really seriously damaged that part of Interstate 10 going through Los Angeles. But basically, you've got the 10, yeah, I-10. You've got a lot of inspections that have to be done. They're now saying 3 to 5 weeks that this is how long these repairs are going to take. So the traffic in L.A. is snarled as it is. And even the mayor, the day that this happened, said, well, people, if you know, sort of stay home tomorrow. Well, they can't stay home for 5 weeks, I guess, unless it's, you know, 2 weeks to stop the spread. But honestly, and in all seriousness, that's not going to be really viable or doable. So it's just going to be terrible, terrible, terrible traffic in the East L.A. interchange there near Alameda, I believe. So really an unfortunate incident. And we don't know who started it yet, as far as I know, but if it was intentionally started, you know, this is unfortunately one of the things that we're seeing. As I said, we don't know exactly how this started yet, but we do know this, especially in Los Angeles or other big cities, they do have an issue with homeless individuals And sometimes they will start a fire to either keep warm, or maybe they're trying to cook something or whatever it is. But insurance companies, we understand now, are starting to look at this phenomenon in a very, very serious way. And that is to say, they will raise rates through the roof. And I believe in some cases may have already started doing so because of the added risk that you now have in these urban areas where you have a large contingent of homeless individuals that that could do this kind of damage and cause major, you know, major fires or major other kinds of damage if that kind of thing ensues. So it's just another indication of really having some of these major economic impacts. If you're not dealing with the homeless issue, in fact, I had a friend of mine the other day say the other day, you know, we just got to find a way to deal with it. We got to find a way to deal with it. And we kind of agreed, too, that it wasn't just, well, you need to throw a bunch of money. You know, we just need, you know, X amount of $1 million or whatever, and we'll fix this problem. That's not the way that it works. And there are a lot of people who are legitimately trying to do something about this. I know that. In other words, people that will work literally at the ground level, and they try to help people out. People who are seriously down on their luck, because there are those people out there. And by the same token, and in some of my real estate travels, I have encountered this kind of thing, and it's unfortunate, but you do find some individuals that don't appear to have just simply been down on their luck, but in some cases they sort of live on the street, and that's sort of their thing. That's what they're doing, and they again, it's a most unfortunate situation. And in our humanity, we see someone who's there, and we want to reach out to them, and we want to help them in some way. So I don't know that it's just throwing money. I know that there's many different components to this. But if it becomes now this pervasive thing, and I had opportunity to drive through Los Angeles not all that long ago, coming up, I believe, on the 101, and you could see these different, you know, sort of tent encampments on the overpasses and things like that. And it's really a safety issue, and it's also, of course, ultimately it's a human issue. And I know that at some point we'll be able to determine something about this. But all that to say that as these, especially in these blue cities, as they continue to really kind of decline, I think these kinds of problems are going to get worse. And it's a most unfortunate thing. In fact, this from Fox Business, economist warns big blue cities are seeing really distressing declines. Let's see here. Studies show Seattle, Chicago, NYC, San Francisco, foot traffic all down since pre-pandemic 2019. Foot traffic and therefore economic activity is plummeting most in Democrat-led cities, one economist and University of Toronto study concludes. It's almost all of these big blue cities. It's San Francisco, it's Oakland, it's Minneapolis. It's my home city of Chicago, economist Stephen Moore said on Varney & Company on Monday. These numbers are really distressing. Cities run by Democrat mayors include Cincinnati, Houston, Raleigh, North Carolina, Chicago, Portland, Oregon, of course, Columbus, Ohio, Seattle, Washington, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Louisville, Kentucky, St. Louis, Missouri, all rank in the bottom 10 of 66 metropolitan areas that has seen the least amount of foot traffic recovery since 2019, according to data from the University of Toronto. The university's downtown recovery rankings measures the number of unique visitors by a mobile device use, from March to mid-June 2023, compared with the same time frame in 2019. Any number less than 100% indicates the city has not recovered to pre-COVID pandemic levels. And, of course, there's a lot to be said about some of the different policies. And there was a time, of course, and I don't know that this applies directly to all those cities that are mentioned in this piece. But certainly any city that went down this road of defunding the police, of, you know, sort of continuing with that kind of chaotic policy, I'm sure, has all kinds of problems. A lot of times we'll see a lot of focus on San Francisco, and of course because of this APEC summit, but there's nobody in downtown, right? There's all kinds of vacant office space, and they're simply not going to survive. And in fact, and this is just sort of an ancillary story, but the other day on the program, you know, we said, well, President Xi and President Biden, the one thing that they could do, and maybe they could agree upon, is to go down and get a Big Mac at the downtown McDonald's in San Francisco, because it will be the last opportunity they have to do that, because that McDonald's is closing down. Why? In so many ways, it's because of the foot traffic issue. And I'm sure that the other problems having to do with, obviously, the homeless issue or crime issue certainly has something to do with that. But they're simply saying, too, that there's just nobody's working in these buildings nearby. No, nobody's actually doing anything around here. So, you know, we're going to have to close. And by the way, it doesn't matter if they would lower their prices or do whatever, because it's just you don't have the customers. So at some point, you know, things have to change. But a lot of this, though, and sometimes it's not just a real simple solution, obviously, because vacant office space is, well, in the downtown area, typically you figure, you know, the companies, they have their downtown offices. There's a certain prestige quality to that, right? Different than just being somewhere else in, you know, in some suburbs somewhere, per se. But, you know, being in downtown San Francisco would have certainly, in the past, had a real cachet to it. And going down through the financial district and all that, the buildings are wonderful to look at. And if you visit San Francisco, it's kind of on your list, right, to go down through downtown. But there's so many upheavals nowadays, too, in work, where people aren't going to be working in the offices any longer. There are in so many ways. So I'm not surprised at all. We know that this commercial real estate issue is going to be a problem in no matter where you are, and no matter if, and I hate to say, unless you're a Democrat-run city or not, you're still going to have companies that are not going to need this huge footprint of square footage in order to house, you know, hundreds and hundreds of employees that come in to sit at a desk or work in a cubicle or something like that. Things have changed primarily since the pandemic, and the pandemic actually forced a lot of companies into remote work, or at least to put that infrastructure in place where their employees could work from home and still try to get their job done, but not have to come in and congregate at the office. Well, things have changed greatly, haven't they? But certainly, it's not just the vacant office space, but it is those policies, too, that don't account for law enforcement, don't account for making the city safe. And people have an absolute need, desire, and right to be safe. So, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Bottom of the hour break coming up. 949-822-7959.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. The House has approved a temporary measure to avert a government shutdown on Friday.
On Tuesday, the House voted in favor of a Republican proposal to fund certain departments until mid-January and the remainder through early February at current spending levels. The bill now moves to the Senate.
A Delaware FedEx worker has been arrested accused of stealing more than $99,000 worth of coins from a package. Police found the stolen coins and some illegal firearms when they executed a search warrant at the Wilmington home of 27-year-old Jordan Hamilton. He was arrested on firearm and felony charges. Tens of thousands joined in earlier today the March for Israel on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. House Speaker Mike Johnson telling the crowd, "We will not walk away."
Let me be very clear. The United States stands unequivocally with our ally Israel.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People think that the President of the United States has the power to death for the innocent. He does not.
Yeah, where's the money? Well, you know, well, you could win a lot of money on Jeopardy. That's for sure. That's a great song right there, by the way. Greg Ken Band, Our Love's in Jeopardy. But then Weird Al came along years later, right? Parodied. But his song was I Lost on the great. It was a great music video. Weird Al, of course, the absolute king of parody. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. And we're glad to be with you here in these overnight hours across your radio dial. This from Breitbart, congressional tempers erupted Tuesday as members resorted to name-calling, alleged elbow-throwing, and even an attempted committee brawl. All right. Well, that's, you know, it's unfortunate, but evidently this is what was going on. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican of Georgia, began the elevation of tensions with her introduction of a privileged resolution to impeach Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, which was shot down on the House floor Monday night after 8 Republicans crossed the aisle to join Democrats and send the bill to die in committee. Representative Daryl Issa, who voted to kill the resolution while bizarrely claiming he wants to serve as a witness against Mayorkas in any future impeachment hearing, told reporters this morning Marjorie Taylor Greene is a hardworking member of Congress, but I believe she lacks the maturity and the experience to understand what she was asking for. Greene quickly responded on X, suggesting that Issa lacked, well, we can say it, I think we can say it this time of the morning, but that ISA lacked balls. That's what she said. She also replied with a short clip of Donald Trump from a rally years ago in which Trump was referring to an attendee from the crowd who had committed, who had commented, rather, on one of Trump's rivals saying I can't say it on the radio. Again, folks, this is basically what Biden called David Axelrod, which we can't repeat on the radio for broadcast standards and practices purposes. While ISA and Green feuded, Republican Tim Burchett, a Republican of Tennessee, spoke to reporters in a Capitol Hill basement gaggle outside a House Republican conference meeting. As Burchett addressed a reporter, Representative Kevin McCarthy, who Burchett voted to oust as Speaker last month, allegedly elbowed Burchett in the back in what Burchett later told CNN was a clean shot to the kidneys, quote unquote. I kid you not, folks. I chased after him, Burchett said. As I've stated many times, he's a bully with $17 million and a security detail. He's the type of guy who, when you're a kid, would throw a rock over the fence and run home and hide behind his mama's skirt. I'm telling you, well, first of all, this kind of stuff probably shouldn't be going on. And there's always two sides to every story. I know that. But obviously, this kind of comportment, we really can't have a lot of that, only because this is just fuel. It's fuel for the other side or the left to simply use. And so obviously this is a big deal. Now, of course, also it looked like Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen also got involved in some kind of altercation, but a verbal altercation. In the upper chamber, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, Republican of Oklahoma, addressed a witness, Sean O'Brien of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, regarding comments he previously made about Mullen, calling him a clown and a fraud who pretends to be self-made. Mullen took over his father's plumbing business in college when his father suffered an illness, growing the business and creating several other ventures. Mullen is one of the wealthier members of Congress. Quite the tough guy act in these Senate briefings, O'Brien said. You know where to find me, any place, any time, cowboy. This is a place you want to run your mouth. We can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here, Mullen said, before standing to fight. I think we have a clip of this. Let's listen in.
When I was building my plumbing company, myself and my wife was running the office because I sure remember working pretty hard and long hours. Pretends like he's self-made. What a clown. Fraud. Always has been. Always will be. Quit the tough guy act in these Senate hearings. You know where to find me. Any place, any time, cowboy. Sir, this is a time, this is a place. You want to run your mouth? We can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold it. Hold, stop it.
Is that your solution of your problem?
No, sit down.
Oh, Eric,
sit down.
Okay.
You're a United States Senator.
Sit down. Act it.
Okay. Sit down, please.
All right.
Can I respond?
Hold it.
That's Bernie Sanders is here.
I'm sorry.
This is
Hold
what he
it.
Said.
You'll have your time.
Okay.
Can I respond?
Oh, no, you can't.
So that was what was going on up in the Senate. And, again, that's Bernie Sanders. He would be chairing the committee at that time. I'll tell you what. Looks like we got line one lighting up here. Let's head over to line one. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from this morning?
Good morning.
Hello, yes. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes. My name is, call me Johnny Spock, and I'm calling from Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right. Thank you. And, good morning, Las Vegas.
Good morning. In regards to what I've been seeing lately, in regards to the marches, and the unusual relationship that people suddenly have with Hamas, I see it as kind of a track record of the left, and I think a lot of it began very honestly and very well placed, And it began with extreme marches in the streets. We saw this with the civil rights movement that began in the late 50s and the early 60s on to the mid 60s. Then the anti-war movement kicked in the late 60s, once again for all the right reasons. And into the early 70s, of course, when the war drew down, we then saw the anti-nuclear movement kick in almost without a pause. It just kind of kicked in as well. And then the abortion question began to kick in the 1980s. And there always seemed to be some kind of a reason for the left to gather its forces, for whatever reason, mm-hmm. to get out in the streets and yell and scream. At the moment, support for Hamas seems to be that reason. In other words, people are getting out there and they have no idea why. No idea why they're really taking the position that they're taking. They just want to get out and scream in the streets. I mean, we see this in New York and L.A. and other cities, not only here in the States, but apparently now in Europe as well. And I just don't understand it. When did all of these people become geniuses about the Middle East? When did they suddenly come to the understandings on the complicated relationships between Israel, their foes, the Middle East in general, and the historical relationship that land has been? I mean, it's been a major part of our entire story of humanity going well back before the time of Christ.
Well, sure. Yeah, well, I think that they're not trying to figure out what's really happening over there. I think they hear a lot of the propaganda. They hear free Palestine. They hear that Israel is somehow a war criminal or a genocidal maniacs, and they all think, well, we got to go out there and stop it. But I think you're right. They haven't researched this. They're not looking for the actual truth behind all this.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's just...
That's frustrating, isn't it? I completely agree.
I'm trying to come to grips with it, and I'm just not finding an answer. All I can do is observe, because I don't have the power, singularly myself, I don't have the power to stop any of this. But I have, you know, but I guess what I'm saying is I do have some credentials. And the fact that I kind of what? Hello?
Oh, yes, we're still here. We're heading out to the break. Would you like to hold over the break, and then we'll come right back after this commercial?
Let's listen to the music.
All right. Okay, we'll hold you over there, Johnny Spock, and you're in Las Vegas, Nevada, one of my favorite places in the whole wide world. But stay right there. We're going to come right back. We'll finish our thoughts with him. And then, yes, we'll go for the hour number two, Trucker Travel Report. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When I say that, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Wednesday edition of the program. And, yes, so we were just talking there with Johnny Spock, and he's from Las Vegas, Nevada. And we sure appreciate the call, and I think he probably had to ring off there. We were hoping to keep him over. But if you'd like to call back, Johnny, we sure would appreciate that. If you'd like to continue to give us some of your comments. And I'm right there with you, my friend. I really do think that, again, it's mind-boggling to see the enormity of the amount of people who have flooded into the streets. Talking about free Palestine and so forth. You know, it seems to me, didn't Hamas govern Palestine? Wasn't Palestine ceded, or Gaza, I should say, was ceded to the Palestinians? They had their own government. They had all their own stuff. And I guess some of these people are saying free Palestine, but what they really mean by that, too, is that means destroy Israel and then just call the whole area Palestine. That's obviously a non-starter, but this is what we're dealing with. So, Johnny, thank you so much for the call. Las Vegas, Nevada, and, of course, been to Las Vegas many times, and we really appreciate the call. All right, that's KDON 101.5, I believe, there in Las Vegas, Nevada. All right, let's head on over here. We got another song for our second Trucker Traveler report this morning. And this, of course, from driver Ron in Denver. We appreciate the suggestion. And so, Ron, your wish is our command here on the program. Let's start out with a little All She Wants to Do Is Dance. All She Wants to Do Is Dance, and I think that's off of Building the Perfect Beast, right? That's a great album, by the way. And, of course, then The End of the Innocents was the follow-up to that. Don Henley's songwriting and just the production, everything about a lot of the stuff that Don Henley has done is just really just off the charts. I mean, and by that, I mean it's on the charts, but it's off the charts in terms of how good it really, really is. And there is a song, by the way, and I'll just say this real quick because we've got to get to the Trucker Travel Report, and then we'll talk to Denise Simon here in a few moments. But there's a song on Building the Perfect Beast, and it's called A Month of Sundays. And it is just a really, really powerful song, and it centers around the American farmer. And especially back in those days, remember when we started to have Farm Aid and things like that. And Don Henley, and I think he had one of his co-writers that he would typically work with. But this is such a powerful song. If you ever get a chance to hear it, it's a ballad, but it's very, very powerful. And it also, I think it really sort of helped to encapsulate the plight of the American farmer. All right, so once again, folks, we're taking a look at what's happening out there. We've got, again, that same rain we were looking at earlier last hour. This is going to go now through Atlanta. We've got rain, so it did kind of come your way there. Down near Macon, Georgia, we continue to see that. Americus, Albany, and then over in Alabama, covering almost the entire state of Alabama this morning, we've got rain all through the area there. This is going to go down from Birmingham, Monroeville, all the way down to Crestview. For Florida, you've got Panama City, Tallahassee. You've got all this rain coming along the coast there. Mobile, Alabama, and then over towards New Orleans is south of which is also going through the coast there in Mississippi, but also now encompassing New Orleans, Louisiana, which kind of flares out there underneath Mississippi. So you definitely have all that still happening this hour. And then also for our friends in Portland, it looks like some of that rain is now going northeast of you, although now there's all kinds of snow up in the Yakima area this morning, so you want to be aware of that. Be careful of that. It's still stretching out in the band now, but it's kind of moved a little bit north, north of Walla Walla, but just south of Ritzville right now, and still heading over into parts of north and central Idaho. So be aware of that. Medford, Oregon, if you're coming down Interstate 5 in southern Oregon, you've got rain coming across the interstate there. Rain still in Crescent City, and now it's moved a little north out of Eureka California. So that's what we're looking at in terms of precipitation right now. So do be careful out there. Drive safe. We want you to get there, obviously, in one piece and completely safe. All right. Well, folks, once again, it's time that time of the morning to check out Denise Simon here coming up on the line. Good morning, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, of course.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, once again, Denise, it's things are just chock full. There's no doubt about that. What do you think is one of the main things that we should be thinking about this morning?
Well, one is, you know, this meeting that Biden is going to have with President Xi. The expectations so far are pretty low, as I see them. The administration is saying, well, this is really to get our communications together back on track where they should be, whatever that means.
Right, right.
And the other one is fentanyl.
Exactly, yes.
Now, at this APEC, it's pretty interesting the countries that are there, and one of them is Russia. And no, nobody in the press has talked about who is representing Russia. I don't think Putin. I haven't heard a thing about Putin attending this. That's the interesting thing. But I'll tell you what, people in California are very angry at how fast Governor Newsom cleaned up San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. It's doable, I guess. It looks like it's doable.
Well, not only that, but he kind of spread out the problem. He just kind of shoved the drug addicts and the tent people and everything else in all parts of the state. Now, the question is, will they stay there or will they go back?
Right, yeah. When can we go back? That's, I guess, the question. Exactly. Well, and of course, you know, he's cleaning up the streets because you got all these other officials, but certainly President Xi. But one of the things that Washington Times is talking about is that Xi's coming over not just to make things normal. That's what, like you mentioned, with the Biden administration. But they want to make sure that the U.S. is not going to try to subvert the communist system from Beijing and to make sure that, you know, there's respect and all this other kind of stuff. So, you know, I think he's got a different agenda than Joe Biden.
Well, it's still low expectations on both sides. I mean, this is, you know, we have sent how many people over to Beijing, you know, in the last 6 months, you know, to have, you know, I would say to go over there begging. And obviously, it hasn't really meant anything because now they've built this up that President Xi has agreed to meet with Biden. What?
Right. What? Yeah, like it was, it makes it look like he's got all the power. That's no doubt about that. Or at least trying to make a power move. Well, Denise, hold on there for a moment because we're coming up to the top of the hour news. Folks, we'll have more with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. We got a lot more to talk about as we head through the overnight hours. Don't forget, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Don't go anywhere because we're having, well, way too much fun. Stay right there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.